Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. We're looking at Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 12 on this Pentecost Sunday, and we're talking about understanding. Acts 2, verse 1 says, "On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers were together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from heaven, like the sound of a mighty wind. It filled the house where they were meeting. Then they saw what looked like fiery tongues moving in all directions, and a tongue came and settled on each person there. The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking in whatever languages the Spirit let them speak. Many religious Jews from every country in the world were living in Jerusalem, and when they heard this noise, a crowd gathered, but they were surprised because they were hearing everything in their own languages. They were excited and amazed, and said, 'Don't all these who are speaking come from Galilee? Then why do we hear them speaking in our very own languages? Some of us are from Parthia, Media, Elam, others are from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, Crete, and Arabia. Some of us were born Jews, and others have chosen to be Jews, yet we all hear them using our own languages to tell the wonderful things that God has done.' Everyone was excited and confused. Some of them even kept asking each other, 'What does all this mean?'" So Sue and I are headed out with Katie tomorrow to Las Vegas. Yep, we're going to Sin City. To be clear, it's a one-night stopover before we will drive to the Grand Canyon, where we are staying 60 feet from the rim of the canyon for 5 nights and then flying back from Las Vegas. Now, while in Sin City, we are staying at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, the one with 11 acres of swimming pools and a huge shark reef aquarium. I'm good. No need to go anywhere else, especially if they have good coffee. I've also heard that there might be a casino, but since both Sue and I are highly adverse to losing money, that's not happening. On the other hand, losing money at one or more of the amazing restaurants is a possibility. And while all that is grand, one of the things I'm most interested in hearing, as opposed to seeing, is the voices. You know what I mean. The variety of voices from all over the world gathered at one of the world's most amazing places, representing cultures and peoples from all over the globe. And that will be both at the hotel and at the Grand Canyon. Kind of like a Pentecost experience, but in one case, with gamblers instead of disciples. Because the many languages that were spoken on Pentecost Day in Jerusalem is the key miracle for the gathered crowd to understand that something crazy is happening, that God is doing something quite extraordinary. Now, for the people in the streets, the heads up was the rushing wind. Usually a rushing wind does not mean a miracle is about to happen. Rather, it's a warning to find shelter because a storm is brewing. But this wind, a symbol in itself of the spirits or God's presence in a place, is just the beginning of what God is about to do. Yes, God is in the wind, but it's what follows that is the true miracle. And on Pentecost, it was the voices of the disciples speaking in all kinds of languages that it is assumed none of them knew. Even the crowd knows, aren't they all Galileans? In other words, what the heck? Where did those crazy fishermen learn to speak my language? Hearing the disciples, they knew they were hearing from God. Now, for the disciples in the upper room, it was different. Yes, there was the rushing wind that snapped their senses to attention, but then they saw flames of fire, a sign of the holy presence of God, the Shekinah, resting on the heads of everyone in that upper room, and boom, it blew their minds. God was there. But even more amazingly, God was in the lives of each person they could see. The flames flickered above their heads, and they knew the Holy Spirit was not only out there someplace, but inside the hearts of each and every disciple. Do you understand? The Holy Spirit is not out there, but in here. In you, and you, and you. Take a look at the person in the pew with you, or whoever is close, and say, "The Holy Spirit is in you." Remember, gathered in that room was not just the newly built 12 newly rebuilt 12 disciples after Jesus' death, but disciples of all kinds, men and women, slaves and freemen, tax collectors and fishermen, shepherds and carpenters, mothers and daughters and sons and fathers from all over Israel and beyond, all those who had decided to follow Jesus. And now God was with them. God was in them. And they had the power to do exactly as Jesus had commanded them. To go into the world and make disciples, baptizing and teaching them everything that Jesus taught them. So now the disciples, all of them, descended into the streets and began to do exactly that, inviting into the community of faith all kinds of folks, speaking in their native language. And that changed everything. You know why? Because God was in it, of course, but also because most everyone in the crowd would have been able to communicate in the street language of the people of Israel, Aramaic, but the disciples were speaking in the native languages of all those who were gathered in Jerusalem. And there's nothing more welcoming to a guest, to a newcomer, to a visitor, than to speak to them in their own language. Imagine the relief and joy as the many visitors to Jerusalem for the festival of Pentecost heard other persons speaking their language, folks who knew Jesus and could talk like a native speaker. Finally, they could ask all their questions about this Jesus, like, how do you know he's the Messiah? Please, please, please tell me more. For all of us who have found comfort and hope in Jesus and who want to share the good news with the world, we need to understand that it needs to be shared in the languages of the people. It's a Pentecost truth. We need to speak and write in images, in words, in ways that make others feel comfortable and cared for, just as they did on that first Pentecost. So, filled with the Spirit, are you ready to share the hope you have found in Jesus with another who wants to follow too? Get ready, for the Spirit is here. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us today for our podcast, Today's Word. If you have questions or ideas, thoughts, you can share them with us at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at otisvillepress.org. Thanks so much for coming.